أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم رددنا لكم الكرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها. فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. This are from ayah number 6 to number 8 of Surah Bani Israel, continuing with the declaration that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made in the Kitab, in the Torah, regarding the Bani Israel, that they will violate to a great extent, beyond limits, the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and as a consequence of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause foreign invaders into their lands, and they will take them as captives and comb through the area and take away all their wealth and the wealth that was in Al-Aqsa. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then we gave you authority over them, we gave you strength over them. We discussed Bukht Nasr invaded, he took them, he killed the men, he took the women and children, and then many thereafter as prisoners, hard labor. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala saw this Bani Israel in that state. They turned towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. They became obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through his plan and his scheme, Allah Rabbul Izzat caused one of the emperors of Iran, of Persia, to overpower Bukht Nasr. These people then assisted, and then he took them back to Al-Aqsa, he took them back to Al-Quds, and now once again they got the authority in Al-Quds, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fadal, they became obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat for a while. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that part of it. Allah says that we had returned to you your authority over them, in that you assisted in overpowering Bukht Nasr and the army of Bukht Nasr. وَأَمْدَدَنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave you strength so far as wealth is concerned, children is concerned. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given you a great group. In other words, you became large in numbers, and in this way they remained obedient. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you do good, you will do good to the benefit of your own selves. وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. And if you do evil, then of course for you will be the consequences of that evil. That is the rule of Allah Rabbul Izzat, not only for the Bani Israel, but that is the general rule of Allah. Now, when they came back to Al-Quds and they became obedient to Allah, they worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a time passed and again they became absolutely disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They became arrogant, they became transgressive. So Allah ta'ala speaks about the next invasion. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. And then when the second promise had come, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, so that your faces will become gloomy. In other words, you will become disgraced on the land. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ. And so that the enemy will enter the masjid. This is Al-Aqsa. كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Like how it was entered the first time. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. So that they will complete the destruction of the masjid. And that was after Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Titus had invaded Al-Quds, and he also then desecrated the masjid, he damaged the masjid, ruined the homes of the people, and in this way once again the Banu Israel were invaded. And this, the first invasion was between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's time. That time they were expected to follow the Torah. They did not follow the Torah. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had come. They did not bring Iman in him. They were expected to follow the Injil. They did not follow the Injil. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed them that this will be the destruction. And it was a destruction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created. Allah says, Asa Rabbukum ayyarhamakum. It is not beyond expectation that perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. That is when you become obedient to Allah. Wa in udtum udna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you return with disobedience, we will return with punishment. Wa ja'alna jahannama lil kafirina hasira, and certainly we will make jahannam a prison for the disbelievers, in that they will remain there forever and ever. One very important observation that has been made by the ulama, that the discussion had begun at the beginning of the surah with that of the Mi'raj, that when we look at Masjidul Haram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had always protected the Baytullah, Masjidul Haram, 6 months before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one incident of Abraha with his elephants. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Ababil with little pebbles the size of lentils that destroyed the army of Abraha. Allah ta'ala always protected the Baytullah. But when it comes to Masjidul Aqsa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed the invasions over the years, and that continues, and that is the barometer of the Amal. Now when the Masjid when Titus had destroyed it, then in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had come as a Fatih, a victor over Al-Aqsa and Al-Quds, then he reconstructed the Masjid, and we find invasions thereafter continue, and it continue, and that is the barometer of the Amal of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.